It's Ember Saturday in the first week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today our Roman station is San Pietro in Vaticano. The first basilica was built by Constantine over the grave of the Apostle Peter near the Circus of Caligula, where he was crucified upside down. From that humble tomb sprang a devotion that reached the world. 92 of Peter's 267 successors are buried here, including all the popes since Leo XIII. The ancient basilica decayed and was replaced in the 16th century. Julius II laid the cornerstone of the present church in 1506. This is the third Ember Day of Lent, traditionally linked to ordinations. The faithful once kept vigil through the night at St. Peter's before the rites. St. Leo the Great preached ember sermons here, often on the Transfiguration, the gospel of this day. As Joseph Ratzinger notes in his Journey Toward Easter, the Lenten Ember Days form a progression. Wednesday entrusted ordinands to Mary. Friday invoked the apostles. Saturday, under Peter's authority, the ordinations were conferred. The liturgical arc also unfolds from the first Sunday of Lent, Christ's 40-day fast and temptation, to Ember Wednesday with Moses and Elijah fasting, and finally to Ember Saturday, where Moses and Elijah stand beside Christ in glory on Mount Tabor. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Remember the key to wisdom. Know yourself. These words were written in Greek in golden letters on the front of the temple of the Delphic Apollo. They were the basic rule of the moral doctrine of Socrates and other philosophers. But if we are to know ourselves well, we must examine ourselves thoroughly. We must place ourselves before ourselves without any concealment or deception and judge ourselves fairly and severely. The examination of conscience is recommended not only by spiritual writers of the church, but also by pagan philosophers. Seneca's famous words in this regard are worth meditating. Anger will disappear or subside, he says, when you know that you have to present yourself for judgment every day. Is there any finer custom than this daily examination of conscience? What peace follows from this examination of ourselves? How tranquil, wise, and free the mind becomes, whether it has been praised or reproved, when it has acted as its own secret investigator and critic, and has examined its own behavior. I use this exercise and put myself on trial every day. When the lights are out and silence has fallen, I look back over the entire day and review my words and actions. I hide nothing from myself. I omit nothing. Why should I be afraid of any of my errors when I can say to myself, take care not to do this again. This time I forgive you. From De Ira by Seneca. Pope Pius X holds a greater authority for a Christian. In his Exhortatio ad Clerum, he strongly recommends the examination of conscience, especially at the close of day. This examination, he says, is necessary for priests, but it is no less necessary for the laity. He recalls the apt words of St. Augustine, judge your own conscience, demand an account from it, dig deep and rend it apart, discover all the evil thoughts and intentions of the day, and punish yourself for them. He also quotes the equally relevant words of St. Bernard, be a searching inquirer into your own integrity of life. Examine your conduct every day. See how much you have advanced or how much you have fallen back. Learn to know yourself. Place all your faults before your eyes. Stand before yourself as it were before somebody else, and you will find reason to weep over yourself. The saintly pontiff concludes his inspiring address as follows. Experience has proved that anyone who makes a strict examination of his thoughts, words, and actions is more firmly resolved to hate and avoid what is evil and wholeheartedly to love what is good. And allow me to add, go to confession.